Lyric Theater at Illinois' final show of the season is the Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick musical She Loves Me, opening tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I spoke with the director of the show, Assistant Professor Sarah Wigley, who says the music from She Loves Me will stick with the audience well after they leave the theater.
It's so joyful. The score is such a gem. And the word I hear most often associated with this musical, She Loves Me, is the word charming. Mm. And I've been familiar with this show since I was a little girl. And I remember then people used to say, oh, it's the most charming musical when I've read reviews about it. And, of course, it was revived in 2016 and won a Tony Award for Best Broadway Revival. That is the same word that keeps popping up. Charming. It's so charming. It is just inherently full of joy. The score itself there's a lot of tuneful songs. So I think one thing people can look forward to is humming melodic lines when they leave the theater. She loves me. Da, 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 da. So many really, really fun melodic lines.
She loves me, and to my amazement, I love it knowing that she loves me. She loves me, true, she doesn't show it. How could she when she doesn't know it? Yesterday she loathed me, bah! Now today she likes me, bah! And tomorrow, my teeth ache from the urge to touch her.
There's so much in the essence of the storytelling on stage and the score and what the show has to say is so full of joy. And I witnessed the cast. Some shows I've directed in the past, even if the cast really enjoys the process or each other, I can tell they're not this crazy about the actual material. But this material is so good that the cast, they arrive early all the time. I'll tell you that we were ready to do the show almost a month ago because they simply have worked so hard and they love it that they were off book the second week of rehearsal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a dream for a director.
Yeah, no kidding.
We blocked the show in 9 days. On show number 10, we ran the whole show, and nobody had a script in their hand because they just wanted to do it so badly. They've been wanting to do these roles and wanting to do this show, especially in this day and age when we tend to do a lot of shows that are relevant in this way that, you know, let's really talk about these really difficult issues and let's really delve deep into subject matter that can be taboo or difficult, or let's update a show. We don't need to update this. I've said it in the 1930s, just as the original was. But there's so much relevance and positivity. And I think that we need that right now so bad. So I hope everyone comes and sees this show for that reason.
Yeah, one of the things that I've always enjoyed about Lyric Theater Productions is, you know, some of the sets and things you use. Mm-hmm. What will we see? What will this show look like on stage?
It's really beautiful. It's very romantic. So a lot of the lighting feels romantic. The sets are, it's a large set, very big. All the properties, we have this incredible Megan Dietrich, who's our props specialist for the show, has tirelessly worked since the summer on collecting perfume bottles and, makeup brushes that look from the 30s and hair brushes from the 30s and what would a compact for a woman or lipstick look like from 1934. So it's tons of props that are so specific, cash registers from the 30s and all the tailoring, the shoes where the hemlines are, the quality of construction of a men's jacket and the layering of the suits. I think our cast members are going to be sweating so much because people just simply wore so many layers of tailored clothing. So we've got these wool suits, and on top of that, you wore a clerk's jacket. Then you wore a scarf, and you always wore a hat. Women wore fine gloves. So there's many, many layers. Lots of really kind of purple lighting and lots of really detail to the attention of what you'd find in a department store that would be upscale in the 1930s.
And tell us about the two leads. Who's playing the two leads, George and Amalia, here?
Noel Jones is playing George. He's a second-year master's student in voice performance. And Amalia is played by Rachel Weinfeld, and she's a first-year master's voice performance student. So they're very experienced. They're very seasoned on stage. And they're fantastic singer actors, really all-around singer actors. One thing that is so important about the show is the chemistry between Amalia and George, and they're just making this scene work pop, and I'm so proud of how much they have worked outside of rehearsal to figure out these moments. There's a cafe scene where George knows that oh my gosh, Amalia is my dear friend. And he's trying to figure out who she really is without saying, disclosing, I'm your dear friend. So it's lots of dialogue, more than a lot of musicals we see now that there's more singing than dialogue. There's a lot of dialogue. So it's a heavy acting piece where you also have difficult songs to sing. It's pretty demanding. But they have worked so much outside of the rehearsal room to talk about what these moments mean. When does she start to like George for who he is? When do you think he could be her dear friend? Is she hoping it's him? Is she not hoping it's him? Is she truly angry? Or is she angry at herself for maybe liking him? All of these background stories of these characters are really happening. And hopefully the audience sees that too.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the music itself. You mentioned just charming is the word that comes to mind, the melodies that people will remember. What are some standout songs that people will take with them humming outside of the show?
Definitely the title song, She Loves Me. So Stephen Sondheim himself says that his favorite song, if it's not a song he has written, then it's his favorite. It's this song, Bach and Harnack's She Loves Me from the musical She Loves Me. He says it's essentially perfectly written. There's another song that's very famous called Vanilla Ice Cream, and it's where Amalia really tells the audience and discovers for herself, I like George, when she's hated him. And she's got this line that says, a man that I despise has turned into a man I like. It's almost like a dream, and strange as it may seem, he came to offer me vanilla ice cream. And I really wanted her the whole time to be eating actual ice cream on stage. So it's a feat because Rachel, who plays Amalia, is singing high B naturals, which is very high for a soprano, and also eating. She's actually eating on stage yogurt so it doesn't melt, but eating and it looks like ice cream, and I want her to eat whenever she's not singing. So I think Amalia is a real woman. You know, we get upset about men and we want to eat ice cream and we don't look pretty. We cry. And so we've had a lot of fun with her jumping on the bed and getting ice cream on her face and then singing.
That's Tony Award-winning actress Laura Benanti as Amalia in the 2016 Broadway revival of She Loves Me. Lyric Theatre at Illinois' production of this musical opens tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. I spoke with director Sarah Wigley about the production.
Strange as it may seem.